is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, and happy opening day. We got to wait until 9 o'clock tonight, 14 hours from now. That sucks.
That's what sucks about going AL West.
AL West sucks. AL West blows.
Can't wait to see some of the game. I mean, it'll go till 12.
Yeah.
Like
or more.
Yeah.
It's Oakland, yeah. That thing will... I mean, it's not like the fans will interrupt anything, but it will go long. Bassett against Greinke. Greinke works pretty fast, but I love how he grunts every pitch. That's going to be fun. Altuve makes his 10th opening day start, joining Craig Biggio and Jeff Bagwell, along with Jose Cruz, the only players to start 10 opening days for the Astros.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
It lets you know how long he's been here.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like...
But that means he's been here for 11 because he came up and then ever since then he's been a starter opening day. He's been healthy.
Yeah.
Healthy and durable. Reliable.
He made his debut on July 20th. Yeah, they brought him up late. Mm-hmm. So that first year he didn't start, but he started 10. This will be his 10th opening day start. That's great. It's going to be Greinke, followed by Christian Javier, followed by Lance McCullers, followed by Jose Urquidy, and then Luis Garcia. He beat up Brandon Bielak for that fifth start. Odorizzi is going to be back when they get back home here, so Garcia will head to the bullpen. But Richard Justice is going to join us at 8:30 this morning here to talk about baseball and opening day as we get it started here. Once again, it's good to have baseball back on because we've been watching, man, the Rockets, they almost blew that last night. Holy crap. It was like, what the hell are you guys doing? They had an 18-point lead on the Nets.
Yeah.
And this was when James Harden was healthy, when he was, you know, he left the game with a hamstring.
It got really scary. How they were able to turn that, it's what the Rockets do. They were able to turn that lead into a fairly convincing loss.
Well, they led the whole game, and they were 12.5-point dogs until the final second the Nets were covering. The Rockets led almost the entire game. The Nets turned it around when James Harden left the game, actually.
Right.
And when he left the game, Kyrie took over.
James is a relative non-factor there.
He really
was.
The
whole game. I was pretty shocked by that, to be honest with you.
Yeah. So James leaves. Kyrie Irving just went to the hole whenever he wanted to. I was with Calvin. I watched Calvin Murphy after the game, and he was like, man, what happened to the first half defense? No, there was no help defense. Kyrie's just running by guys. I don't know what happened at halftime, but it was a totally different team in the second half. And that, you know, it's not like you're going to beat the Nets, right? You just don't have enough talent to do that. But right. They sure did look good in that first half, and that was scary. It's scary to see them. John Wall's got a swollen knee. He's not playing. But thank you to Steven Silas for keeping Olynyk and Augustine on the bench.
Now, let me tell you something. They're trying to screw everything up, these two. Olynyk has been balling ever since he got here. And DJ Augustine is simply better than John Wall.
Yeah.
Wall will flash more every once in a while. He'll do a 360 layup. Like, oh, vintage John
he'll
Wall.
Go 8-for-30.
Yeah.
You know, he'll go 8-for-30 from the field. And I didn't realize this. I didn't realize the highest field goal percentage in NBA history.
What are you talking about?
Who's got the highest field goal percentage in NBA history?
As a player?
As a player.
Like Artis Gilmore?
Nope. DeAndre Jordan.
Oh, yeah, okay.
667.
Just catch and dunk.
Six something seven. It's right at two-thirds. Two out of every three shots, yeah.
Lob City, just a bunch of...
The NBA leader. And you know, it's not like you think of
well,
him.
Well, because all he's doing is dunk.
That's all he does, yeah. And he still misses one out of three.
Yeah. Well, he's got some shots around the rim.
Yeah, some.
He's got some bunnies that he misses.
Yeah. Anyway, so scary. One of the scariest stories yesterday was Jose Lindor catching $341 million for 10 years. That's $10 million more a year than Tatis is getting.
Are you still on board? With this Carlos number that you think? He ain't taking that. That screwed up everything.
It might have screwed up everything. And he's like, oh, you see? Well, guess what? I see Lindor being better than you. I see Lindor on the field.
But John, twice as much money better?
Not twice as much.
Yes, it is, because $341 million versus my number was $175 million. And that was my number.
Oh, total money you're talking about.
Yeah, but
that's 10 years. We ain't doing 10 years.
It's all guaranteed. What do you care? Well, if you're Lindor, you just made $340 million.
Let's talk about years. Per year. Let's talk about what is it per year.
But that's not that doesn't make a difference. It's how much money are you going to make. Lindor's set for his. Yeah. He never has to worry again.
Well, I get that. But you're not risking 10 years with Carlos Correa. You're just not doing it. Not with a guy that's not helping.
I know. That's what's going to screw it up, because Carlos Correa can get
another deal after this.
How embarrassing to take half of what Lindor makes. Well, you say he can, but maybe if he doesn't play well, he doesn't. You'd always burden a hand to in the
ball. Well, guess what? If he doesn't play well this year, he ain't getting much of anything.
You're saying short, but the two best just took long-ass, heavy-ass deals.
Well, they're the two best.
Yeah.
Then you know what? Those teams wanted to lock them up.
Do you think Carlos considers himself one of the best?
The Astros went 6 years. The Astros said six years.
There is 0%.
Not 14
chance.
Or 10.
No chance they get six.
Yeah, well, no then, chance. Then you
the
ain't getting no Coke.
The lowest is going to be 8.
Then you don't get a no Coke.
The lowest is 8.
That's all.
You know what? I bet you the new number is 8 years, $240 million. $100 million less than Lindor. 30 a year.
They're not going from 20 a year to 30 a
year. It wouldn't shock me if they didn't get a deal done.
They're not going from 20 a year to 30 a year. No.
It wouldn't shock me if they didn't get a deal done now. Because Lindor's deal on top of Tatis,
yeah.
If you're Carlos's agent, that's an embarrassment if you come in with a number that's half of Lindor's of guaranteed money.
Yeah.
It's a huge embarrassment.
That Lindor deal might have. And you know what the Astros are going to say? Sorry. Okay, everybody, sorry. But
they
you know
should
what?
Say
we're
sorry.
Not,
yeah, no. They shouldn't agree to a deal like
they
that.
They shouldn't.
That's bad, bad business.
Yes. No. And so you would agree with them not to do a 8-year, $30 million.
Absolutely, yeah. I wouldn't. That's a terrible deal.
Yeah.
But Carlos's people are going to say, whoa.
Yeah.
Boy, this would be embarrassing if we come in at 175 total guaranteed for Carlos. And Lindor and Tatis are both getting $340
million. Yeah.
No. You know, they're going to say, we're going to get shredded.
No.
The fact is, Carlos ain't Tatis, and he's not Lindor from a batting standpoint.
No.
Just not.
Well, now Tatis has 150 games total in his career.
Yeah.
Total. He doesn't even have a full season in his career yet.
Well, with a bad back. Well, I say they're stupid for doing that. They actually are not stupid.
No, not.
The length of contract is stupid. But that's maybe the only way they could have got Tatis to agree.
Yeah, I mean that's it. His deal is 24 a year. I'm telling you, Tatis is going to regret doing that deal when it's all said and done. Now there are outs that he's going to get out of that. I don't think there's any question that thing's not going to last 14 years. But he took a guaranteed $340 million, whatever the deal is. Lindor had to have 341 so that he was the third largest deal ever behind Trout and Betts, most guaranteed money ever. So, numbers do matter. You're right. Carlos has got, and William Morris, the William Morris agency, who's trying to get into sports now and has other guys in mind trying to get there. If they take a deal like that now, but it's risky business, because if Carlos gets hurt this year or Carlos doesn't perform well, then which is a possibility, if he doesn't hit big this year, you're looking at a deal. He could be turning down maybe $200 million and not get anywhere near that.
Ultimately, it's going to be Carlos's decision. If he wants to take it, he'll tell his agency, and that'll be that. But I just, I would hate to see Carlos take a deal and then be pissed off the whole time.
Well,
like this is
I'd
cool.
hate to be
I want to
pissed
redo
off.
This deal.
I'd hate to do the deal, and if you're the Astros, be pissed off.
I would
off
hate
the
it
whole
more
time.
For the Astros because, yeah. A, it's team over player for me because I want the team to do well. And then, B, I mean, it's just for a guy who's had injury concerns, you cannot fully guarantee a 10-year deal.
And listen,
ridiculous.
Well, listen, and we're acting like Carlos Correa is the only guy in the world. It's not like you can't spend $20 million on another good player. I mean, it's if Carlos Correa is asking for too much, you go, well, okay, then go somewhere else and we'll get somebody else in here for $20 million.
But they may have reset the market, though. Like, Tatis and Lindor may have reset the market officially at shortstop. That's what it looks like. So even Carlos Correa not getting their money, you're still talking
about. Again, though, there's $10 million between the two of them. You're talking about 24 a year. If I'm an agent and I'm going, okay, wait a minute. With Lindor's, Tatis's money is huge. It's 14 years. It's only $24 million a year. So what are you talking about? Tatis is the biggest young star in the game, and he's only making 24
but
a year.
Fully
How
guaranteed.
Much do you want?
And if you get screwed, you're in trouble.
Well, that's all right. It's but you want a 14-year deal? I'm not doing a 14-year deal with you. I don't know. You know, you're a free agent. I'll do a 5-year deal
What
with
if
you.
He goes, yeah, 14's too long. Let's do 10.
Who, Carlos?
Yeah.
I mean,
let's
not
just
doing
do
that.
10 at 23.
We're not doing that.
Not doing $230
million? Nope.
Do you think this contract now is going to be higher than 125?
I don't think.
130.
And right now, after Lindor's deal, I'm not sure that they do a deal. I don't think there is a deal.
It ain't going to be $22 million. Carlos isn't going to take it.
No.
Not, and he's not taking 6 years. It's a minimum of seven, and it's a minimum of $25 million. And I now think that number, I thought my number was a pretty decent number because it was on the higher side. I don't even think it's good anymore. I think it's more like eight and 25.
Well, 7 to 25 is making more than Tatis. That's what you could say. Lindor, the Mets set the market. That's New York. That's stupid. They can have that 10-year deal with him. That's fine. But 7 to 25
Tatis
is making more
forever,
per year.
Though. So it's really not. I mean, Tatis is going to get paid forever. All of it's guaranteed.
Yeah. So what?
So you can't say he's making more because he's not. If Carlos keeps having injury issues and doesn't get another contract after,
oh, well,
years,
how's he going to live then on $175 million?
Well, that's not the question. It's the number. You and I both know it's not the money at a certain point. It just becomes their respect level amongst the position.
Well,
and that's how the agents treat it.
But the respect level is this. You make more per year than Tatis. Is that enough, Carlos? Okay, that's thank you.
But the agency gets a percentage of everything he makes, and they're
so
much.
So does Tatis's.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying. And the agents want longer and guaranteed.
Yeah,
because your idea about
Lance, but not everybody's getting a 14-year deal.
But Carl,
that's incomprehensible. First of all, this is the first 14-year deal I've ever heard of.
You got to look at total deal.
It's the first 14-year deal I've ever
heard
of.
Which agent wants to take a chance on their guy leaving them and they don't get a piece of the next deal? They want the longest deal possible because they're locked in.
I get it, Lance, but nobody does a 14-year deal. I
said it was the dumbest deal of all time.
No,
when
I know it, but we can't talk about Tatis's deal because it's stupid. And plus, he's only 23 years old.
But you can't say, well, Carlos is actually making more than Tatis. That's just not accurate. It's all guaranteed.
Per year, he's making more. That's it. That per year, he's making
but
more.
But the agency is going to make way more on Tatis's deal than Carlos.
So what?
Well,
I don't care about I'm talking about the Astros and I'm talking about Correa. I don't give a rat's ass about their agents.
All I'm telling you is why it's going to be really hard now.
Well, the agency can kiss my ass. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
why did I say my ass and I didn't say kiss my...
Shut! Don't say the K word.
Oh, yeah. I don't give a rat's ass about the agency. I care about the Astros
and
Carlos Correa.
You can kiss my nuts.
No.
Wait. No, is that how you do it? Oh, sorry, Julia.
Sorry. 713 ESPN 97.5. I need some.
Julia's in here last night when I left. What is she working
Julia
doubles?
She's dedicated.
She working doubles at the diner.
Dedicated
what is
to the
this?
Cause. That's right.
You work the overnight
That's
shift.
That's Will Met in the house.
What cause? This cause?
Who yeah, wants opening day. Yeah, the Astros cause. Maybe she cares about the shortstop position.
She's a
unlike
Cubs.
You.
She's a Cubs fan.
TGSinsurance.com. That's the website. That's if you need to find out more about TGS Insurance. You've heard me talk about TGS Insurance, but you know the main thing you need to know about TGS is that it's a company who basically shops insurance for you. They give you actual competition. When have we not seen? I mean, competitive pricing is a really, really big deal, and yet you don't take advantage of it with your homeowner's insurance. And I know you don't because I was right there with you. I didn't take advantage of it for years. I just was lazy. I'd let it roll over. And then I was really pissed off whenever I texted the word money to 232323, and I did the math on how much they saved me, and I multiplied it times 5 years. Wow, how much money was I throwing away just because I just was being lazy about shopping it? Text the word money to 232323, and you are going to get a quote within 15 seconds that tells you exactly how much you are going to end up saving. That's all you have to do. Compare it to what you're paying now, and that's your big opportunity to start saving money today by texting the word money to 232323. That's TGSinsurance.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Thank you. paychecks like it did.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
717 ESPN 97.5. 7378037776. Well, he got into his major there, actually. That's
I
why.
Think I wrote a... by the way, we're talking... You know, I'm going through all the pro day results. I fell asleep big time. I texted somebody with the Texans about it yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Wide receiver, yeah.
A sleeper cell?
He is... I was like, wow. You know, I've written 436 now.
Small school?
Yeah, if you consider South Alabama a small school. Smallish.
Well, you just gave away who it is. Now everybody's going to go looking at South Alabama.
This guy ran really fast, and I turned his tape on. I'm like, holy crap, this guy's smooth. He's nice. So I texted a couple teams about him, and one of them goes, I was hoping to keep him off the radar. I said, yeah, it's funny what happens when he has a pro day where he jumps like 40 inches and has a 4.43 40, and he's 215 pounds. It's funny how those guys don't really stay off the radar. That's the only reason I saw him is his pro day.
Why is he at South Alabama?
I don't know. I just know that he's really smooth. His hands are okay, but he's really like a smooth athlete. His acceleration, his 10-yard split was a 1.49, and the same guy that said he wanted to keep him off the board, he goes, there's just no way that's possible. That's like Olympic speed. I said, but this is the number that came out of the pro day. He goes, yeah, I'm just – these numbers are ridiculous. I said, but they're all hand-timed, and they're hand-timed. Is this any different than any other pro day?
Well, not pro days, no. But isn't combine numbers – combine numbers are usually slower, aren't they?
I find them to be, yeah. Yeah, I find them to be.
Remember when Ohio State, they hit everybody Ohio ran State a 4-1?
Yeah, like Ohio State's known for having a super fast track.
Yeah, right.
There are some – Florida State's numbers were so fast that a lot of people – Dell, did you talk about this? Or I think it was somebody else. But they had numbers for Kando and Robbins. I thought Janaris was pretty fast, but – like, their numbers across the board, Asante Samuel was a sub 4.4. Across the board, Florida State's numbers were fast. And that's when you start wondering about the surface, if it's a surface. But all the other numbers are going to be the numbers. The vertical jumps and broad jumps and every other short area quickness testing, they're all, you know. And I look at those, and what those do is it gives me a hint of somebody I need to look at that might have really special traits who can become a much better player once they get NFL coaching and this is a full-time, you know, this is a full-time gig for them. So that's why those pro days and the testing and stuff like that, that's why it matters. It can help you find those sleepers. That's why I found Austin Eckler. Austin Eckler had this huge pro day, and I'm like, who is this guy? I couldn't even find tape. I texted Elliot Wolf, and I'm like, have you seen this guy? Like, no, I saw he had a big workout. I said, have you seen tape? I can't find any tape. He's like, no, we can't find any tape either. And I finally found something on YouTube on Austin Eckler. I'm like, yeah, good enough. You can tell this guy can play. And then that's how I found Vincent Smith. You remember who they had from Limestone a few years ago? VY.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found him through Pro Day. And then this kid, Kawan Baker, his Pro Day numbers alerted me. I watched tape. I'm like, got a little something to him.
Mm-hmm. 720 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. TJ is here. Is it Father TJ?
Father TJ. Okay. We're talking Astros, and it's in the first hour.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Father
TJ. We asked Julia, and we said, was he polite? Did he say praise be or anything like that?
Not praise be.
Oh.
And also, did she ever say, and also with you?
Did he say under his eye?
Under his eye? Did he say that?
No, that's Handmaid's not it. Tale.
Father TJ?
That's Handmaid's Tale.
Oh. Yes, sir. Happy Holy Week, guys.
Hey, Happy Holy Father Week TJ, to you. Happy Holy Thursday.
So, I don't know why you're so down on the AL West. I mean, the Astros, they feast on weak teams like the Angels, the Rangers, and the Mariners every year.
That's true.
I kind of like playing the AL West. It's worth staying up late to watch us
I don't
eat
think
and
the
destroy
Angels,
wimpy teams.
I don't think the Angels are going to be a weak team this year. They got, first of all, they got Joe Madden. They got they added Rendon. If Otani stays healthy, I mean, I don't think that's going to be as easy.
The Vegas numbers up higher on them for all three of them. But Father's TJ's right. It might be worth staying up later for a better strength of schedule for us.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind being in the NL Central still, though. That would be easy. Yeah. That'd be easy pickings, too.
Or even, yeah.
Yeah. Father Teach, I get it, but I want to be in the Central where we are, where we deserve to be.
I get that. But I am so excited that we get some good, high-quality Houston sports teams. And my advice is, instead of like worrying about, is Correa going to be back? Are we going to be able to pay? Enjoy this team. Because you look back a year ago when the Texans had a 24-0 lead in the AFC semifinal against the Chiefs, and the Rockets had two MVP guards that were playing. We thought Houston sports was awesome, and now the Astros are like the one shining hope, the one shining light that we have as professional sports team. So I just want to enjoy this ride. I want to have a great time. I'm super excited. Hope springs eternal. It's Easter weekend. There's hope for Houston sports fans because the Astros start UH in the Final Four. It hopefully will be a very, very fun weekend.
Yeah, hopefully.
That's a good call. You know what?
That There's is.
A
little positivity.
We get the hope springs eternal.
Hope, you've got faith, love, peace. Mm-hmm. We had it all.
And pitching this year.
And Holy and Thursday too. Today.
Yep. Holy Thursday, but you got pitching also this year. That's good.
Yeah, no.
And Yordan's back.
I'm talking about peace on earth, okay? And you're talking about Astros pitching.
I'm saying all of it. I'm incorporating everything.
Did Father TJ bless Yordan's knees?
Father TJ, please say a prayer for Yordan's knees because we need them this year. We could use them. Why is everybody now?
I don't know. My buddy Duke Mannyweather in Dallas, who's a trainer of offensive linemen, he got a double patella tear too. Now, his is probably from powerlifting. It's probably one of those horrific things where he's trying, you know, where he's trying to, you know, lift 700 pounds and his knees snap. But I don't know what the hell is the double patella tendon tear thing. Why are we doing that at the same time? Why, when Yordan goes in for one, he's got two? Was this a BOGO? What is this?
It's not a BOGO.
National Patella Tendon Week, and you get a – I saw they're doing that with somebody's got to buy one burrito. Today's National Burrito Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see Chipotle's giving away $100,000 in Bitcoin?
I saw $25,000. No. Either a free, you can either win a free burrito or $25,000 in Bitcoin.
Well, yeah, but it's $100,000 total. Ones. Yeah. There's $100,000 total in Bitcoin they're giving away.
I wouldn't even know.
You can win. Well, you could win a $25,000 Bitcoin.
Mean it's
four
worth,
people are going to win $25,000.
Does that mean it's worth $25,000?
Now, and then, but tomorrow it'd be like $900,000.
Or at some point, $5,000?
No, Bitcoin always goes up like exponentially every day. Have you not seen this?
I've seen it go up and down, yeah. I don't know why I wasn't in on
it. No,
Bitcoin.
I know, right?
I haven't been
I
in on
I got a buddy who's
I
in, got
in on
Moderna. Bought it like, for like 17 cents and now it's like worth $10 billion. He's, you know, it's just stupid.
God, I hate that guy.
I know. It's Yanni. He's stupid. And look at him.
How do you guys feel about
Yanni Bitcoin?
The news coming out of Toronto. George Springer's going to start the season on the IL.
Oh, that's a shame.
Grade 2 oblique strain.
No, my God!
Look at him.
What?
Father TJ, could you say a prayer for Lance?
What did I say? I didn't say anything.
You made
Father TJ, call back. Lance
like,
wants to confess.
You made motions like you're happy
you were
about
like,
him being hurt.
No, it's your guy's word against mine. I didn't
no,
do that.
No, it's on camera.
I didn't do that.
No, it's
no one's
on camera.
On Twitch this early.
It doesn't matter. It records everything. They saw it. You can go back and watch Lance celebrating George Springer's injury.
I was looking. No, that's not what I was actually looking at this.
That's
mock draft.
Not the case. It's a commercial. There's no mock draft on the screen.
They just went to a commercial, Dale. I want George to have a great year.
Do you?
Yeah, I want to have a... Yeah, I don't know why I pump my arms.
Because you're a terrible person.
Because George's a good guy. I don't have any... I just... When you leave me, then... Sorry.
He didn't leave you.
Yeah, in a way. He could have stayed here for less. He could have taken a hometown discount, and he chose not to.
Oh, to hurt you? He did that to hurt you?
He left the city to hurt you. Is that what he did, Lance?
He could have stayed.
Were you going to feel better if he would have stayed?
Yeah.
Okay. And George should have considered. And George should have considered that, your feelings.
No, I'm just saying, you don't have to consider my feelings, but I also don't have to cheer for you when you're a Blue Jay.
Do you have to cheer for injury?
I didn't cheer for an injury.
Did you celebrate the injury?
You just did cheer.
Celebrate is a hard word.
Yeah,
That's not.
What do you call fist pump? Double fist pump.
Injured list. What is his injury?
Oblique strain. Grade 2.
That's nothing. Mm-hmm. An oblique strain. I get that in my sleep.
Well,
that's
you're not.
Nothing.
Well, you're and not an athlete.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You
oblique
hurt your foot
strains
stepping
are like,
on a curb.
Who cares about an oblique strain?
Well, I was going to have a missed time.
I didn't say I wouldn't cheer for a knee injury or an Achilles. But an oblique strain, well, that's fine.
Wow.
Good. Good for you,
you
Toronto.
Cheered before you knew
the oblique strain
Wait a minute.
Version.
You can't use that as an excuse. You cheered before you knew what the injury was.
Yeah, you didn't even know.
I knew. And here's the other thing. I hope Garrett Cole's terrible, and I've openly cheered against him.
Well, that's different than injury.
What? Hey, I don't. Wow, it's not my choice. Whatever that's happens, happens.
Awful. Let's You're rank, an awful, awful. Person.
Whatever happens, happens. I want George. I want George to do okay, not great. Mm. And I want he got lots of money. He's got a great wife. He's got a great family and all that stuff. He used to live in Siena Plantation, where it has a big giant water slide at their swimming pool. George has lived the life.
Let's now re-rank the terrible people on the show.
Okay,
Lance
one.
Granato,
you,
no,
hold Julia,
on.
Then
no,
me.
No, it's my turn. You, it's my ranking.
No, this is my ranking.
No, my ranking. Lance,
you, Julia, me.
Fine. Lance, you, Julia,
John is
me.
The one who openly cheered for a Yankee, Garrett Cole, last year.
Well, he's second worst.
That's terrible.
Well, he is second worst person. So yes, you're right. He's terrible too.
No, terrible person.
I want Garrett
Lance
Cole to
wins.
Be awful
winner. Winner, Lance. By the way, Lance is first, second, third, fourth. We're like eighth.
I'm way behind you guys. By the way, okay. did you know that yesterday John and I were both responding to an email that we both got from this guy from DraftKings about having their sportsbook manager on? He's talking Final Four. And so I'm saying, yeah, I want to get him. And he emails back. He goes, hey, I'm going through your radio partner, too. You want me to just keep going through him or go through you? Or I said, no, you can go through him. He goes, and he sent it back. He goes, okay, I'll just keep going through Johnny then. Johnny Granato? Yeah, that's it. He called him Johnny.
Well, John is.
He said, I'm going to keep going through Johnny then.
I used to be Johnny.
And that's what I'm saying.
My dad was John.
I wondered if
Johnny
this guy
boy.
Knew you.
Yeah, he might have.
Well, John is.
You got to ask him.
Well, I got a text.
No, his name is Spotlight or something. It's.
Yeah, but John Avello is the guy we're having
on.
Yeah,
Johnny Avello. No, he's Johnny. That's why I think he said me. I'm Johnny because it's Johnny Avello.
It is?
Yeah.
It's so mafia.
It is.
Johnny Boy Avello.
I used to be Johnny Boy.
Johnny the Vig Avello.
Johnny Roast Beef.
Johnny Roast Beef?
Yeah, it used to be Johnny Roast Beef.
You?
No, not me. Somebody. Somebody in the neighborhood.
The neighborhood.
It's 729 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk about my people over at Chastang Ford. I don't care where you are in this city. If you're looking for the best deals in the city, how about the number one commercial dealer in the city? It's Ford Truck Month. So if you're an electrician, a plumber, a construction worker, contractor, refrigerator, roofing, whatever it is you do, they'll customize that work van or that pickup, whatever it is. Listen, my boy Jeff Aronoff just got his new F-150, the 2021. It is the nicest truck you will ever see. I'm telling you, it is the best truck I've ever been in. And so if you're looking for the 2021, they've got them on the lot. Jeff Aronoff just got his. I saw him 2 days ago. It was like, oh my goodness, this thing is beautiful. It's like it's got a gigantic laptop as the screen. And that's it. It's unbelievable, people. And it does everything for you. So you're looking for that, and you're looking for no add-ons. You're looking for the best price you could possibly get. You're looking for Ford Truck Month. You're looking for the best. It's Chastang Ford. Get there in a hurry. Or you can do it all online at ChastangFord.com. The best people to buy from. And I'm telling you, you get your best deal, and you'll get the best of service as well. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's Chastang Ford.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Back here on ESPN 97.5, Robert Kraft, is this a shot? In the end, if you want to be a good, consistent, winning football team, you can't do it through free agency. You have to do it through the draft. That's what your coach did.
It's either a shot or an acknowledgement.
That's what your coach just did.
Yeah. Oh, that's why it's so funny. I mean, the Patriots have never been that team. For them to do that right now, it shows it's desperation.
Yep.
And it shows that Bill Belichick, to me, says, yeah, I got a couple years.
I don't care.
I got a couple years. I'm going out like a G.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and just punk out with a bunch of rebuild because I might not be here. So I'm spending your money, Robert Kraft. I'm going to get this team back as quickly as I can, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what it looks like. It looks like a. It's the moves of a guy who doesn't think he's going to be there long. Because there's no. That's never been Bill Belichick's. You know, MO.
No.
Ever.
No. No. This is desperate. This is.
It's a desperation.
Tom Brady won another Super Bowl without me. Tom Brady didn't need me to win a Super Bowl. That's that. That to me is what this says. I got to win now. For my leg. Otherwise, Tom's going to get all the credit and I get none. So we got to win now. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to give Cam Newton $14 million. What? That's good decision making. Holy crap. That's the worst decision I've ever heard. Here, you know what? We got to win now. Let's get Cam Newton. What? Okay.
That's the move. That's the one move that didn't make any sense. I got to win now. Let's give Cam... Let's give Cam seven times what we gave him last year.
Yeah.
What? First of all, you're bringing it back and you're paying him $14 million?
That's the dumbest.
That's the move?
Yeah.
This is the move. Okay.
Dell should be ashamed for calling America's media icons John and Lance bad people. John and Lance are mentors to him. Some would even say father figures.
No, they are not.
Yep. Another L for Dell.
Is that the same dude?
Same guy, Tyler.
All of a sudden, he's popping up and mentions, they're not mentors to me.
Mentors.
No, they're not.
We taught you everything mentors you know about
father figures.
Everything.
You taught me
father figures.
You don't fear that we're going to ship you away?
No.
I don't fear that my dad.
You know what we've never done? Taking you to Home Depot.
Might you take us to a doctor or book a bunch of stuff for us?
Well, because we're not connected. We're not related, so I would never do that.
We've never done that either.
We're not related.
I'm a rocket scientist, so maybe you look at me that way.
You're not a rocket scientist.
I am, kinda.
You know what I would never look at you as?
Never
a rocket scientist.
You will not pass the background check. You never in. You don't get the badge.
I can't even take a tour there.
Here's John with his badge. Beep. He keeps trying to swipe his badge like, I'm sorry, this is a counterfeit, sir. They did it on Banshee.
These contracts, look at Brian. This is terrible. As another Banshee mention.
I heard him.
Yeah,
I'm just
ignoring it. These contracts are crazy. It's getting to where only John Granato can go to games. That's terrible. And Art laughed at it. Shut up, Brian. And it's not me. It's my friends that can go to games. I can't afford going to games.
And then you go.
I go because they're like, you want to go? Yeah, okay. Or I get a media pass. That's the only way I get to go.
Good luck getting one to the Texans if you even actually wanted to go.
Oh, you can never go there again. And the Astros, you don't get season passes this year either.
Not this year, but I can go.
Do it for individual.
Yeah, you got to go like 3 days before, and usually we're drunk. We decide to go to the game.
What are we? What's the? So what is? Are we 50% for the first game?
Well, yeah, the Rangers. Our president was none too pleased with
the
Rangers.
Had to come out and say, what are you doing, Rangers?
You are not responsible.
Rangers like, honey, we're going to keep it 100 in this. Like, you can't keep it 100 in the attendance. But they said, Abbott told us we could keep it 100.
For the first game, right? And then they're going to, you know what? This is not a great idea, but we really want to welcome our fans into our stadium. So we're going to scale it back after, right?
They said that.
Is that the plan?
That's the plan.
Yeah.
We're going
to do the first game. So what we're going to do is everybody's going to get COVID, and then they're going to come back.
We know this is stupid, but we're going to do it anyway.
Like 40 or 50% and then eventually move up. Not go 100 and go back.
No, the Rangers are celebrating the I guess their first real grand opening of the stadium with fans, but they know
that's what it is.
They know it's dumb to do, but they're going to do it anyway and then decide not to do it later.
It's like somebody who's going to have a wedding and they know what the weather report is.
You could just
stop
there.
And it's
going
to be outside.
You should have just stopped there. It's like someone knowing they're going to have a wedding.
No,
you just made a
that's
mistake.
Not
there
Dell.
It is.
That's not it.
Well, yeah. Opening day is a much bigger celebration.
Having a wedding.
Julie, if you find someone special, you can get married. Don't let Dell or John.
I'm not going to tell her what to do.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you're going to tell her not to get married.
No, I wouldn't. It's not my business.
Yeah, she's shaking her head because she hears it in your voice.
It's fine.
You have an outdoor venue and you're like, and there said, you know, it's supposed to rain on Saturday. I don't care. This is my special day. And this is how I've had it planned. That's what the Rangers are. They're Bridezilla. They just want to, they just say, well, this is our special day, and this is our special building that we've had built that looks just like the Astros stadium, and this is our day, and we're going to do it no matter what. And then after that, we'll just scale it back. But guys, you know there's like millions of doses being given out every single day, right? Don't you want to start maybe at 50 and then work your way up? No, this is our day!
Whoa, whoa.
This is our special day! Well, oh my God. Okay, Rangers.
Whoa.
You look beautiful, Rangers.
And just like at a
bachelor. You look beautiful in that dress, Rangers.
And just like at the bachelor party beforehand, you just have a couple dudes doing some stuff. Well, like four or five
of
them.
Deal also, yeah, yeah.
At the bachelor
in
party.
In their minor leagues is like a crazy bachelor party.
Right.
That's not great.
No.
It's not a bachelor party I want to go to.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. How about thank you, judicial system. Thank you. You finally got it right. Angel Hernandez lost his case yesterday. He claimed discrimination for not getting postseason games, which means more pay, and you know, it's a reward for your season. For being a good umpire.
It's a reward for excellence.
It's a yes.
This is the funniest joke amongst baseball fans that has ever existed. If Laurel and Hardy were still alive, they wouldn't do who's on first. They would do Angel Hernandez going to court jokes.
I was worried, you know, in today's world that Angel Hernandez might win. There is discrimination and then there's incompetence. Okay? Discrimination exists in the world. Well, we're not going to say that it doesn't. In this case, it doesn't. Angel Hernandez would have worked postseason games, more postseason games, had he been better at his job. There is no one, I hate to do this, but.
Do it.
There is no one in professional sports that is worse at his job than Angel Hernandez.
Ooh. You're include. Okay, well, Bill O'Brien's out.
Well, Jack, Bill O'Brien is right there now,
Jackie,
as far as general manager.
No, but he's out of
No, but what? Yeah, he's out now.
In professional sports worse at their job, Vernon Hargraves.
No, I'll take Vernon Hargraves over Angel Hernandez.
Whitney Merciless.
Even Angel, I'll take Vernon.
And I know how much you think Merciless is not good at his job.
I'm telling you, there is no one worse at their job.
Ken Giles
was perfect in the world.
I don't want to hear slander. You take Raheel's.
He was perfect in Toronto, and you were carry still Raheel's flag.
Mr. Perfection, I believe, is what we called him. The chase for perfection, and he wound up getting it done. What perfect about, and saves.
Dell, can you think of anyone
worse than Angel Hernandez at his job? I mean, you want me to name people who work here?
In professional sports, this is not professional sports.
Oh, my bad.
Not personal vendettas.
There's nothing about.
Sorry.
Let's not do personal vendettas. Let's stick with
there's
the top.
Nothing
topic.
Professional about our station.
Well, that's true. I ain't gonna fight you on that. One of the times you're actually right.
Is there a baseball player? No. Is there a basketball player that's terrible? There's gotta be a football player.
No, because even the basketball player has done enough to reach a level to be a professional. What Angel Hernandez is not capable of doing the job anymore, right?
Do I count Connor Cook?
What do you
mean
he's not capable?
What about Connor
Cook? He still does it.
That doesn't mean he should be.
Connor Cook still has a roughneck job.
Who?
What about Connor Cook?
Connor Cook, I'll take him at quarterback right now over Angel Hernandez behind the plate. Yes.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I found the answer. Connor Cook.
No.
Michael Bradley.
You're saying that because you're roughneck. Because he was a roughneck. I can't use him.
He's my guy.
Michael Bradley.
Ooh.
No, Michael Bradley, no. No.
Oh, okay. In the world.
John. No.
John.
No.
In the World
Bradley's
Cup,
not
Michael
a pro
Bradley.
Sports anymore, is he?
Yeah, he still plays maybe for Toronto,
he
I think.
He found it.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Michael Bradley's worse than
him. No, he's not. 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 No, he's not.
Yeah.
No.
You were going to say
because
no, no matter who we say.
Relatively speaking, the number of mistakes a major league umpire makes per night, it's exponential with Angel Hernandez. At least. Michael Bradley is worse.
He gives away goals.
He gives away goals, but there's only maybe a half a goal a game or something.
That makes it a higher
percentage. A big deal.
Out of 90 minutes, there's only one
he
goal.
Misses a strike.
You can only
big
make
deal.
You only make one
Michael
mistake a
Michael Bradley
game.
Is the worst professional athlete that's ever lived.
No, that's not true. That is not
Matt
true.
Matt Stevens, Michael
what
Bradley.
What about Scott Foster?
No, I'll take Scott Foster over him.
Not if you're a rocket.
Scott Foster does it on purpose. See, that's the difference. Scott Foster has an agenda. Scott Foster hates people and certain things, and he does it to make himself feel good. He knows what he's doing. Angel Hernandez doesn't know what he's doing. Angel Hernandez is the worst.
You think he's worse than Bill O'Brien? That's what you said?
He's now... Now,
general manager Bill O'Brien,
because Bill O'Brien's not in professional sports anymore.
Okay.
Now, as far as Bill O'Brien, I think Bill O'Brien and Angel Hernandez are neck and neck.
No, Bill O'Brien was worst reign ever. Worse. Bill O'Brien brought down an entire city.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, but
he almost brought down an entire.
Angel Hernandez
sport.
Brings down an entire game every time he umps.
Yeah,
I mean, and that's 162 games.
Yeah, but I just don't have to see him all the time. I have to see Bill.
I'm sad. They're neck and neck. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
Bill O'Brien's no longer here. He's no longer with us.
That's not even a joke. Bill O'Brien was that terrible.
Yes.
But that's also Angel Hernandez is as terrible as Bill O'Brien. And everybody knows he's everyone's joke in baseball.
Yeah.
There's nobody who doesn't joke about baseball that doesn't know who he is.
And you know, and it's so funny. We were talking, if you mention massage now, what's the first joke that comes? You can't pass a place that says massage without thinking.
Deshaun Watson.
That's it. I mean, Deshaun has become a national joke.
Well, did you see the tweet? Was it to you too that he's now known as Deshaun Wantsome?
Yeah, I saw that.
Terrible.
Well, think of Deshaun's greatest offense is, look, I got 18 women who I went to massages, who I had massages from, who I didn't do anything inappropriate
with.
That was the defense yesterday.
Now there's 40 of them?
No, yeah. Rusty Hardins came out with. He goes, excuse me.
No,
there's a board of 18 women here, and everyone said he was very professional. And the first thing, even one guy who's been really defending Deshaun behind the scenes to me in text messages, he's like, they've just added 18 massages. Like, what is he doing? How does he need this many masseuses?
Oh, my God. 745 ESPN 97.5. Taking a break. 713-780. We'll talk about the Deshaun thing on the other side right here. Don't go.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 747, just looking through my fantasy team this week. Just about everybody in the group took Jordan Spieth and Scottie Scheffler. Yeah, it's going to be a tough week.
It's
going to be a tough week. In San Antonio. As we get ready for the Masters next week, guys, how are you going to celebrate Masters Week next week?
I'm going to plan out a weekend of naps. Yeah,
Julia's happy about Masters Week, right? Way to go, Julia.
Yeah.
I love that.
Now
she's from Wilmot. Of course, we're going to the Masters. Yeah.
She fights against that whole, she comes from a fluent place.
John leans into it.
Yeah. No. I don't lean into it.
He's like, look at me, I'm at the Masters.
No, did you ever see me
have
take
you been
a picture
to the Masters?
At the Masters? Yeah.
Yeah.
A bunch.
Don't insult him.
A bunch.
Yeah. Lean into it.
No, I'm not. Did you ever see me take a picture at the Masters and send it
You're
to
not
you?
Not allowed to take
no.
a picture, or
yes,
you would have.
Yeah, you are.
Are you allowed to have a phone anywhere there?
Yeah.
Since when?
Well, I brought one in along with
actually, you're not supposed to, are you?
Along with a flask. Yeah.
Get a flask into the Masters.
Yeah, I was really.
See, you can't take the dirt out of the kid. You can't take the dirt out of the kid.
It was funny. Elmer will tell the story where I was at Elmer and he introduced me to a guy with a member there. And I was like, hey, you want a shot?
Oh. John went full LSU John on him.
I did. Yeah.
Oklahoma State John doesn't bring the flask in. LSU John brings the flask in.
It was, that was bad. That was bad. Anyway, 713-780-3776 is the number you'd like to get in here. Yeah, Deshaun is I'm not sure about the strategy of this whole 18. I don't know. Maybe it's a good Rusty knows more than we do. I guess he's smarter than us. I don't know. But the look of it now, 21 lawsuits, 18 have refuted it. So that's 39 women that he has gone to. Why? Why is he? What is going on with 39? No, he has gone. Apparently, there's 39 he's gone to.
Rusty alleges that. That doesn't mean that's true either.
What do you mean?
Rusty Harden alleges he's been to 18 massage therapists or massage artists, however you want to call it,
that are backing him?
Yeah, that's alleged too. We don't know if Rusty's telling the truth.
No, no, no. Well, they don't
Rusty have to. Could be lying about the girls who are actually in his
Well, the girls would have to be lying because they offer statements with their names attached.
Exactly.
So they could.
So we don't know if that's true. I'm going to reserve my judgment on Deshaun until Rusty's done with his nonsense now of trying to put out there all the girls that Deshaun has had.
My favorite is.
In his, which, by the way, is a defense.
Well, and my favorite is Deshaun has not deleted any of his Instagram posts since the lawsuits began. What? What do you mean? Since the lawsuits began, he hasn't deleted
any? Yeah, that's what they
Well, mean. But he has to make that distinction or otherwise
he's lying.
No, he's tampering with evidence. It's a criminal. He can't do it.
And Deshaun has not directly contacted any of them for us to make it to settle with them. Oh, he isn't directly? What about his agent?
Yeah, Deshaun alone. He doesn't have a team. Bushrod, offensive lineman, he tweeted and then deleted the tweet probably because of the pushback he got. I played 12 years. I think I had half of that throughout my whole career as an off. So, yeah, it looked a little funny. That many massages from that many different people.
Yeah. It's just the whole thing is bad. You know what? Can we please get on with this? Deshaun, honestly, get this. This thing is going to last forever, guys. 21 lawsuits. This is going to last forever. If you're thinking, all right, got to get this. Let's get the season here. Let's go.
Well, what about Deshaun?
No,
got to
figure out where Deshaun's going to. How are you going to figure out where Deshaun's
going to? No. That was never going to happen. But if he wants to settle, and I don't even know how the settling works.
With 21? Good luck. And oh, by the way, if I'm Tony Busby with the preponderance of evidence now, I ain't settling. Because I'm leaving money on the table.
Well, what does that mean,
now,
a preponderance
of
evidence?
I did talk to Terry Yates yesterday.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, this whole, I mean, Tony Busby is throwing criminal around. He's like, Tony Busby does not want Deshaun going to prison. First of all, there goes his livelihood. Deshaun, if he does go to prison and can't get back to work, there goes his livelihood, and there goes all the money the women are going to be getting. He could file for bankruptcy.
I cannot believe.
Listen, what Tony Busby does not want to do is destroy Deshaun Watson.
My God.
What he wants to do is get as much as he possibly can out of him.
Literally, since the Astros, I mean, since the Texans blew the second half against Kansas City, that team has fallen completely apart. We've lost our quarterback. Daryl Morey and the Rockets are completely obliterated and fighting for a top four spot. When I say top four, I mean bottom four. The Astros got busted with the scandal.
The same day.
Well, the same day sports talk wise. Yes, it was the next day. It was a Monday. And then we get a pandemic that shut down the entire world. I mean, did this all happen because of the trash cans? Is this all on Carlos Beltran, this entire thing?
It is. Maybe we're paying the sins of Carlos Beltran, paying for his sins.
Deshaun was. Well, how far back did they go on Deshaun saying that he did this? Oh, I don't recall when they said the earliest one was.
I think 19. Although the one, the SI, and we're reminded here, it's 39 plus the one SI therapist. So that's 40.
Well, there's actually two. I've had a direct message sent to me that told me that was coming. From a guy who just said, yeah, I know two girls, and one of them has been, or both of them have been interviewed by SI, or SI reached out to both of them. His thought is that somebody may have, he's like, I don't know how they're getting these names. Maybe Deshaun's Instagram was hacked, and they called. He said, I don't know how all the
girl, I'll tell you, well, no.
And that was the SI girl.
I know how. All you have to do is look on Instagram for a massage therapist, and pretty much she probably has, Deshaun has called her.
I'm not going to search that, but I am curious how that works.
No, honestly.
I don't want
to. That's all you have to do now is go, where's an Instagram massage therapist?
You can search yours. You search it.
I can't do that.
Why?
I'm not searching massage therapist.
Massage is not illegal.
Deshaun's going to pop up.
Massage is not illegal.
Deshaun naked is going to pop up on my laptop.
We
got to
reclaim the word massage away from this Deshaun thing. It's a legitimate form of therapy for muscles. It can be relaxing. It can be, sometimes it really hurts, but you work out the knots or you get IT bands. We can't just let Deshaun ruin all massages for everything.
No,
it was already bad before Deshaun.
Listen.
Where you tell somebody, I got a massage. Oh, you got a massage. That was all before Deshaun.
Yeah.
Now it's even worse.
No. Honestly, if you search massage therapist,
go ahead.
Deshaun naked pops up.
What?
Yeah, that's what happens naked on your laptop.
Deshaun towel.
No, Deshaun.
Hand towel. Whoa, no.
There's Deshaun. He wants to show everybody now.
All right, I'm going to do it. Instagram, because this is an old computer. Gosh. I don't think I'm never giving it.
It says NFL draft on there.
Know. Instagram.
What's the commissioner going to think of this?
Instagram massage therapist Houston.
Oh
my God.
That's all you have to do is call four of them. And guess what? One of them will have given Deshaun a naked massage.
I do love, one of those statements, look, Deshaun, all my clients will just wear a towel because it's more comfortable. What Deshaun was requesting is normal. Rusty was like, make sure you mention that the towel thing is normal. Okay, yeah. Please.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely mention that.
If this is your massage, okay, please DM me if you're in Houston and need a post-operative massage. But this is her first picture. You don't even see her face, and she's wearing a tight, she's showing her curves, and these are her massage tools, which feels.
They don't look like.
I know.
Doesn't look like massage tools.
You don't. Why are you having massage tools?
That, and then Dale, this, you know what that looks like?
And this is a picture of her also. Why is she taking a picture of her in her
swimsuit? You know what they look like? You know how your food order, when your food order is there, your vibrator starts?
No. Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Keep that image up on your laptop, Lance. Yeah. I got to come in there and see what you're seeing because I don't
Houston
know.
Houston massage therapy?
Houston mobile massage?
Good Lord. That
oh, no, this is just some dude. Oh.
Some 56 ESPN.
I'm not letting that guy come to my house.
No.
And heck. Give mobile massages.
Whatever.
I don't trust this.
That's for women to call.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think Deshaun's girlfriend's calling him now? I'll pay you back, Deshaun.
This is a guy who's all
women work that
up.
Way. Uh-uh. You get 40-plus massages. I get 40-plus massages.
Guess what?
I'm not doing that
757
either.
ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776.
ESPN, 97.5.